Calf as a Love Language, written by Keiko Demonia and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship between Clone Trooper Boyle and Clone Trooper Waxer. Summary: A sleepless night, camaraderie, and Calf. Waxer jolts, his stomach flipping as he thrashes to stop his fall. But no, he's in their ARF tent, in his sleeping bag beside Boyle's empty one, because Boyle is on watch now and Waxer should be sleeping. Sitting up, he scrubs a hand over his face. The mingled scents of calf and damp vegetation drift through the tent's ventilation screens, and he inhales deeply, listening to the chirps of insects while he waits for his racing heart to slow. When he crawls out of the tent, dragging his sleeping bag with him, Boyle looks up. In the darkness, the low flames of their cook plate glint off Boyle's dew-slick armor. The soft, warm orange is such a contrast to the harsh green glow of the moons scattered overhead that Waxer pauses for a beat, unsure if he's really awake. "Can't sleep?" Boyle asks. Blinking, Waxer shakes his head, both in response to Boyle's question and to clear his muzzy thoughts. If he was still dreaming, his temples probably wouldn't be aching from lack of sleep. Using his sleeping bag as both cushion and cloak, he plops down beside Boyle. "It's the low gravity on this karking planet," he mutters, frowning at the patch of cleared ground around the cook plate. "Keeps making me dream about falling or something." Before Boyle can comment, Waxer waves a hand toward the tent. "I'll take the rest of watch. You get some sleep." "Nah." Boyle holds up the dented mug in his hand. "I just made calf, so I'm good for now." With a resigned nod, Waxer stares absently at the cook plate's tiny ring of flames. Boyle must have them turned down really low, or else this unpleasant gravity would stretch them up to scorch the sides of their collapsible field carafe. In the distance, a few animals call to each other with melodic whoops. They sound a lot more cheerful about being awake in the middle of the night than Waxer is. When the creatures fall silent a moment later, Boyle gestures with his mug again. "Want some?" he asks, his tone casual. "I was already heating water for another cup." Steam is beginning to trickle from the carafe, and Waxer glances over to see a packet of instant calf on top of Waxer's macro binocs. After a second night of too little sleep, he's going to need some extra energy when they set out again at dawn. But that's hours away, and he shouldn't waste their meager allotment of calf on an extra cup now, so he looks up, intending to refuse. Boyle, however, seems to be carefully avoiding Waxer's gaze. Instead, he's focused on his mug as he runs his thumbnail back and forth over a divot in the rim. Waxer blinks, closing his mouth. The calf does smell good, and if he's going to be awake anyway, then this is a nice night for it. Warm, with a little breeze under the clear sky, and no biting insects to chase off. Besides, he gets the impression that Boyle will be disappointed if he says no. Rubbing more of the sleep from his eyes, Waxer dredges up a smile. "Yeah, I could use a cup. Thanks." The end.